First Line Report News and Commentary. I'm Bob Schieffer, CBS News, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The president went to Camp David over the weekend. There was a high-level strategy session there, and it touched off all kinds of rumors in Washington. By one account, the president was on the verge of resigning or stepping aside temporarily. By another account, he was planning another last-ditch defense. By another account, he was just continuing to listen to those tapes of conversations that he must turn over to Judge Sirica on Wednesday. Everyone seemed to feel the impeachment story is about to take a new turn, but just where or in what direction is the unanswered question. We don't have the answer either, but we'll have a report on how the speculation was triggered after this message. There is a story about a cub reporter who returned empty-handed from his first assignment in the field. When the city editor asked him what had happened, he said, "Well, boss, I'm pretty sure there is a story out there all right. I just don't know what it is." There are any number of reporters in Washington this morning who are probably telling their bosses about the same thing. Something is going on the impeachment front. It appears to be significant, but just exactly what it is, no one is quite certain. President Nixon went to Camp David on Saturday for what was shaping up as a weekend with his family and their close friend Charles Beebe Rebozo. Then Sunday afternoon, five of Mr. Nixon's top aides left the White House in a helicopter and flew to Camp David for a meeting with the president. Aboard the helicopter were James St. Clair, the president's chief Watergate lawyer, White House Chief of Staff Alexander Haig, Press Secretary Ronald Ziegler, and two speechwriters, Patrick Buchanan and Raymond Price. Assistant White House Press Secretary Gerald Warren announced that the meeting was being held, but he would give no other details. In the past, when such a group has been assembled at Camp David, it usually meant the president was preparing a major speech. Warren said this time he knew of no plans for a speech. The group stayed at Camp David for about 4 hours. While they were there, another announcement was being made in Washington, this time by the office of John Rhodes, the minority leader in the House of Representatives. Rhodes had planned to hold a news conference today, and he was expected to say whether he will vote for or against impeachment. But Rhodes' press secretary said the news conference was being postponed until later in the week because, he said, Rhodes had a sore throat. He said the postponement had nothing to do with the doings at Camp David. Another report soon swept Capitol Hill. According to that story, General Haig and speechwriter Buchanan were asking the president to reconsider resignation or stepping aside temporarily, as he is allowed under the Presidential Disability Act. Not long after that report got around town, White House spokesman Warren was back on the phone again, saying the president had no plans to resign or to step aside temporarily. But again, Warren would give no hint as to what was discussed during that top-level meeting at Camp David. One thing is for sure, the president had little reason to feel cheered about the events of the weekend. On Saturday, Michigan's influential Senator Robert Griffin, the Republican whip in the Senate, sent the president a toughly worded letter. He said unless the president resigns, he will be impeached and come to trial in the Senate. Griffin said that if that happens, the Senate will subpoena the same tapes that the president has refused to hand over to the House Judiciary Committee. And if the president refuses again, Griffin said, then he will consider that an impeachable offense. In other words, Griffin, a top member of the Republican leadership in the Senate, would vote to convict the president on impeachment charges. So it was against that background that Mr. Nixon's top aides were called to Camp David. There is every indication that the president is planning some kind of major counterattack, but just what it will be is unclear at best. As that young reporter said, there is a story there, all right. We just don't know what it is. Now this message. This has been First Line Report. Incidentally, on this broadcast Friday, Dan Rather reported that Interior Secretary Rogers Morton met briefly with the president on Thursday to discuss impeachment defense strategy. This was in error. Secretary Morton, in fact, met only with the vice president. Have a good day. I'm Bob Schieffer, CBS News.